King. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is 12,110 Ronald and Lori Rebluski, seeking variances from the side yard setbacks under sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Pintail Drive, approximately 1,070 feet north of the intersection of Pintail Drive and Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37013 Pintail Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 20. Staff would note we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 4.5-foot variance from the side yard for a modular home, 7.5-foot variance from the side yard for the HVAC unit, a 3.0-foot side yard setback for the deck, and a 6.7-foot side yard setback for a ramp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Blesky, 3766 Lost Point Road, Delaware.
Okay. You wait right here. I'm going to swear everybody at the same time.
Lori Robleski, 37066 Lost Point Road, Selbyville, 19975.
Thank you.
Adam Rhodes, 38759 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And just when you go up, you can state your name for the record.
I'm Lori Robleski.
Ron Robleski. Addressing the uniqueness of the property is unique because the community was a mobile home park originally, and the residential side yard setbacks of 10 foot from both sides only allow for a narrow building envelope. Cannot otherwise be developed. The owner has made what revisions to their home were possible to conform to the existing setbacks as much as they can. The proposed width of the home is to allow for a handicap accessibility throughout the home, as well as a proposed handicap accessible ramp. We have made the halls wider and the bedroom bigger to accommodate a wheelchair. Not created by the applicant. As been stated in the previous variance applications and approvals, the fact that the lots are non-conforming to building standards is an issue that arose prior to this owner purchasing the property. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This house will be consistent with all new construction in the neighborhood in terms of square footage, exterior elevation, and design. The minimum variance. As stated in item two, the property owner has made all considerations possible to reduce the request of the variance application. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll start here and see if we've got any questions on this. Ms. McGee, I'll start with you.
You bought it in February of last year, the 18th. Okay. No, I don't have any questions right now.
All right, thank you. Mr. Mears?
Just looking at parking, do you know approximately how far it is from your property line to the edge of the road?
From our property line, it's 5 foot.
Okay.
They have a right-of-way, Swan Keys.
Okay, so that'll provide adequate parking?
Yes, sir.
I have no further questions.
Thank you. Mr. Berman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay.
How tall is the home? Will it be one story?
Two stories.
Will it be elevated? Will you have, okay, so no parking underneath or anything?
No, sir.
All right. And the HVAC unit, and I'll look to Mr. Mills on this, is that a sufficient size for the HVAC in that space there? It looked like it was 3 feet, and I know that I think in the past you've said that usually you see about 4 feet for the modern HVAC units.
Right. You know, typically the HVAC unit itself is 2.5 to 3 feet, and then there's an additional. Most manufacturers like to see 8 to 10 inches from the home.
Yeah.
To allow for air to enter the unit.
And it, just looking at it, you've given just 3 feet. So
that's correct.
I wasn't sure if that was, and I see Mr. Rones is here. I know he's probably involved in construction end. So I wanted to make sure that there was enough room for that unit there based on these drawings.
The 3-foot by 3-foot stand should satisfy the single unit service in the first floor, but it should probably be larger for a second unit, which would service the second floor. So in all reality, instead of 3-by-3, that stand would likely be 8-foot by 3-foot. It wouldn't encroach the setback any further.
But typically, like I say, you know, no matter how long you have it, if the unit is 3 feet square, 30 inches to 3 feet, and you add an additional 10 inches, you're looking at 4 feet. The only reason that he brings it up and we recommend or mention it is because if it does encroach and, you know, your contractor puts it further into the setback, you're going to be back here asking for more of a variance.
Understood.
So we can now make an exception and allow that just for the HVAC to be 4 feet from the...
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably
thank you.
Which I think would result in that instance, Mr. Mills, if I'm reading it right, be an 8.5-foot variance on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Mrs. Walls?
Correct, yes.
Yes.
And the only other thing that I noticed was your deck in the rear. Is that a first-floor deck or a second-floor deck?
Yes, first-floor.
Is it going to be – I noticed it appears to kind of be centered on the home, and it – isn't as far into the setback as the dwelling.
Correct.
But it appears that there would be room perhaps to move it over. Is there a reason why it's not moved over further to the south, I guess? Or is it just because...
Why you've centered the deck on the home as opposed to putting it to one side?
I just think we did for aesthetic reasons from the look from the canal, because it's on a canal.
Okay.
And just from the look.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing any further questions? Okay. Chair Harriman, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant the variances as requested. I'm familiar with the subdivision, and it does have issues and small lots, and it was laid out for the old mobile homes. So it meets all 5 of the criteria for a variance.
And Ms. McGee, that was for including the additional foot on the north side, I believe?
Yes,
okay.
For
Thank
the
you.
HVAC.
Thank you. Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,110. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mayor.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Mills.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,110 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.